Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello, how are you? I'm so glad to have you here today. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday start to your morning if you are listening to this as soon as this comes out in real time. If you're new around here, welcome. I have a free gift for you in the show notes. It is my Travel Points 101 guide. It is completely free. It walks you through the beginning stages of credit card points and which cards you should grab. So definitely grab that if you're new here. Welcome. So happy to have you here. Okay, I am so excited for summer. I don't know about you. It was so cold here yesterday. It was like trying to snow, and I live in the desert. So that was not okay, but it is warming up today, and I am just so looking forward to summer and beach vacations. I don't know about you, but I'm all for summer. And since we are kicking off summer, I wanted to do something really fun this month in April. So I am hosting a free coaching workshop for 20 people only. We already have some seats filled up, so be sure to grab your seat here in the show notes. But I am going to be putting on about a 60-minute workshop on April 15th at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. This is the travel-free formula. So this is how I take dream vacations using credit card points without spending any extra money than I already do. And I'm going to teach you this exact travel-free formula so that you can do the same and not have to spend any more money than you already are spending on your everyday stuff to be able to take free vacations multiple times a year, okay? I'm giving all my secrets and opening it up to free coaching for you. So if you have like questions, if you have a vacation that you're wanting to take in the next year, we can kind of walk you through how that might work. Yeah, I'm just opening it up to 20 people on April 15th. So definitely grab your seat. Like I said, some of them are already taken. But I'm going to kind of walk through a little bit of what I was going to talk about in this workshop. Obviously, I can't go into full depth of what I'm going to have in the workshop because there'll be tons of slides. But I did want to talk about the number one mistake that I see people making in the travel points world, okay? If you are a lifetime listener, then I'm sure you've heard me talk about transfer partners a bajillion times. If you're new around here, this might be new for you, but I have conversations with people every single week that are like, oh yeah, I use travel points all the time. And I'm like, oh, that's so great. And then they tell me what they do with their travel points. And I'm like, no, my gosh, like you are doing it so wrong. And when I explain to them how to really maximize on your travel points, their mind is completely blown. And I'm literally having these conversations every single week. So I'm going to tell you what it is. Like I said, I can't go in full in depth and show you exactly how this works. This obviously takes more time, but giving you the gist of the number one mistake I see, if you are making this mistake, you can stop and then start using your points the right way. So for people who already have travel points, who may already have a credit card, this may be you, in your wallet, which a lot of people I've noticed too have credit cards in their wallet. They just don't know that they're earning points on those credit cards that they have. And when you have, let's say, Chase points or American Express points, the bank, when you log into your account, it's going to say, hey, here's your rewards, here's your points. You have X amount of money of points. So you may have $1,500 worth of points. Let's use your points. It's going to direct you somewhere to book a flight or a hotel or something with those points. And it's going to say, hey, come over here and use the points. It's basically directing you to that bank's travel portal. So Chase has Ultimate Rewards. There's a travel portal in there. American Express, Citi, Capital One, they all have their own travel portal where you can go use your points in that portal to book flights, hotels, cruise ships, all kinds of different things. And so you say, oh, wow, I've got $1,500 worth. Let's go book some flights over on United or something. And you go and you book. Well, let's just say that $1,500, it should be somewhere equivalent to 150,000 points. Every bank is a little bit different in the way they do it on like their point valuation, but it's pretty close to like $800 is 80,000 points, $900 is 90,000 points. There's give and take there a little bit with each bank, but there's a straight equivalent value that you're getting out of your points when you use the bank. So those points are never going to increase in money and they're never going to decrease in value, which is nice because you're not going to lose, but we can turn that value into so much more and you're ultimately losing out on more money, more vacations, maybe a nicer hotel, maybe extra nights on the one vacation you're taking. You're losing out. And when you use this trick that I'm about to show you, you're going to, I almost see all the time, either double or triple that value of those points. So if you have that $1,500 to spend in the travel portal, when you use them the right way, you can turn that $1,500 into $2,000, $3,000, maybe even $4,000 worth of travel, which is crazy. So you're going to double or triple that value when you use them the right way. Okay. So, and don't feel bad. Like if this is something totally new to you, the banks are driving you to those travel portals. They want you to book in those. The other thing I don't like about using the travel portal too is it's basically a third party system. So like it's equivalent to booking on Expedia and booking a vacation. So if something goes wrong with that hotel or that airline, you have no direct contact with them because you used a third party system. So if something goes wrong, I just always like to be able to say like, I already have my reservation with Hyatt Hotel or with Marriott. Like I know I'm directly working with them and that I don't have to go through all this extra hoops if something happens, if I need to cancel my trip or anything like that. So what do we want to do if we don't want to use the travel portal is we want to use the bank's transfer partners, okay? Every bank has a whole list of transfer partners that you can use to book out your points with. So the great thing about these banks is they have flexible points that can be used with both hotels and airlines. So if you had 150,000 points, I could take maybe 50,000 of those and slide them over to a hotel. I could take another 50,000 and put them over towards my airline. And you can essentially get your whole vacation booked with one bank's points, which I love. They never expire. You can transfer them out whenever you're ready. But these are all the different hotels and airlines. So we're talking United Airlines, Delta Airlines, Hyatt Hotels, Marriott Hotels, Hilton Hotels, Choice Hotels, like all of those big brands that we love to fly with and stay with. We can transfer the points from the bank directly to, let's say, Hyatt Hotels, and then we'll book our hotel directly with Hyatt using the points from our Chase account, okay? So that's how this all works. If you join me for my free coaching workshop on April 15th, I'm going to actually gift you the entire cheat sheet that I have for all four of the banks and the different transfer partners that they have. So you can just look at this one sheet, look at American Express, and you'll have a whole list of all of their transfer partners. It makes it so much simpler when you're booking vacations. So definitely come so you can grab that. But it's really simple. So when you log into your account, let's just say with Chase, instead of hitting book in the travel portal, there's going to be a tab in there that says either like transfer your points or ways to use your points. And then it will have a list of all their partners and you just connect to your account with that transfer partner and transfer as many points over as you want and then book your hotel or airline. So it's really actually a simple process that I teach my students, But the banks just don't advertise it. They don't tell you about it because they're wanting you to use their travel portal and not go directly to the source. But this is an amazing way. So I could book, let's say we wanted to go to Hawaii and we're going to go to Maui and we're going to stay in the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort, okay? I can go directly to the travel portal and I can book that resort within Chase, let's say for 2 nights for, I don't know, let's just say 150,000 points. We'll stick with that. I don't know what it actually is, so don't come at me. But let's just say it's 150,000 points to book in the travel portal for 2 nights, which is a lot, okay? Then instead of doing that, let's say we went to Hyatt.com, went directly to the hotel's website, and we go book with points, and we see that that same room for 2 nights on the same dates only costs 30 or 40,000 points a night. So let's just say 40 on the high end, 80,000 points. We just booked the same hotel for 80,000 points versus 150,000 points. So now we have so many points left over that we could stay there multiple nights, or we can save those points for a next vacation, or we could use those for our flight to get to Hawaii. Do you see where I'm going with this? That this is going to maximize the value of your points and get you so much farther. You're going to turn those points into more money, more vacations, first class flight. Let's say you could afford to fly first class instead of economy because you have the points. The value of these points and using them the right way makes so much difference in the way that you're using travel points. And when people learn this, their mind is blown because so many people have been doing it in the travel portal for so long because they just didn't know, because they're not telling you this. And this is the number one mistake that I see people making, especially in the beginning stages of using their points, and you're losing out on so much value of those points. You're maybe losing out on extra vacation every year. It's easy, yes, to earn these points, but it still takes some time. And so we don't want to just blow all of our points on one trip when we could have maybe turned those points into multiple vacations or maybe stayed at a nicer resort because we can find better value when we book directly with the hotels and the airlines. So it's also really important too to know the bank's transfer partners because that may determine the credit cards that you open. If you are a huge Hilton lover and you stay at Hilton all the time, you might not want a ton of Chase cards because guess what? Chase points don't transfer to Hilton. American Express does. And so knowing which banks partner with which transfer partners, I said that totally backwards, but you get my gist here. Knowing what banks partner with what partners is going to really determine your credit card strategy. Or the destination that you want may determine which credit cards you open. And so there's a strategy to it, which I teach all of my students, based on the trips they want to take, because everybody wants to take a different trip. Some people want to go to Europe. Some people never want to go to Europe. Some people just want to stay in the United States. And depending on where you're flying really depends on the different airlines that are available to you, which then in turn really depends on the bank cards you're opening. Okay, so I hope all of that makes sense. I hope that you now know this trick so you avoid using the travel portal. And don't get me wrong, sometimes the travel portal is good to use. I use it for rental cars sometimes. Very rarely will you find the hotel or the airline a little cheaper in the travel portal versus the transfer partners. Or if you have a bank credit, then you can only use that bank credit in the travel portal. So there's times when the travel portal is a good source to use or a good way to book something. But I would say 90% of the time, me and my students are using the transfer partners. That is the best bang for your buck, the best way to book your travel, really, honestly, the easiest way. And it gives you so much more flexibility and so many more options, okay? So definitely come join me on April 15th. where I will walk you through not only this, but so much more. I go over my entire four-step formula for free travel, and you will learn my exact process on how I do all of my luxurious vacations and save over $20,000 a year on my family's travel. Okay? Cannot wait to see you there. Please, if you loved this episode or you're loving the podcast, please share it out, send it to a friend, leave a rating or review, because it really does make such a difference on getting this out and this message out to as many people as possible so that they can travel for free as well. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next week.